Saito from Japan, and I met Yoshihara last 2 years ago in Japan. And I knew of him, and we have been in touch before, because he is he's with the Institute of Kanagawa Institute of Technology, not far from Tokyo, and he has been involved for many years with a group of citizen scientists in Japan that do something crazy things like measure the potential difference between the roots of a tree and the branches of a tree, and they derive very interesting information. He has also been involved in a rather unique, very well-designed network of sensors that would measure air ionization, positive and negative, separate instruments, and that are spread around the central part of Japan, and that do show that interesting correlation with seismic activity that is evolving, but probably, from my perspective and from their perspective, it is that maybe Japan being seismically so active and volcanically active is such a complex environment that we would have to repeat these measurements at other locations. So it's a pleasure to introduce Saito-san to give us a talk on this work that is going on in Japan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for detailed freedom. Well, I'm Yoshihara Saito, coming from Japan. And my background is engineer, electric design engineer. I designed all of test instruments, which I introduce you today. Okay, today, I talk about three bioelectric potential observation and practical earthquake prediction experiment based on multi-method at multi-point by engineers and civilians. Okay, please, I say TVP for three bioelectric potential, TVP. Maybe you can remember to be predicted. Okay. Okay, first of all, I will talk about behaviors of small animals. Excuse me, point out.
This one here. This one, left and right.
Oh, and point, beam point.
Beam pointer would be here, but then it's difficult with two hands.
Yeah, there's... Oh, okay.
Would you like to use this microphone rather than the other one?
Oh, okay. I just...
Do you? Can you do the forwarding with the...
Yeah.
With the slides?
Oh, well, yeah. Switch.
Yeah, there. Yeah, there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Then tell me when you switch the slide.
Okay. Well, this is a case of an earthworm came up from the ground just before Taiwan Chichi earthquake. And earthworm goes to one direction. And this is a case of frogs on the street just before China earthquake gathers on the road at one time. And in addition with those small animals, you can see some behavior, anomaly behavior on cats, dogs, catfish, and so on. Okay, in addition with these small animals, you can see big animals. In case of Sumatra earthquake, maybe this was seen in Thailand or somewhere, elephants escaped to one direction, maybe opposite side of earthquake epicenter. Okay. Not only animals, humans also can feel precursor of earthquakes. For example, in Japan, Japanese housewives, some of them feels some pain on the back or headaches or stomachs before earthquake. But Japanese men is only a few because they are so dull. Okay. In addition with animals, plant is also kept precursor of earthquake. This is case of Mimosa pudica. This is leaves of mimosa. And then if you touch by hand on the leaves, that all of the leaves closes like this. This is maybe caused by external stimulation. And our leaves wants to defend from this external stimulation. Okay, then I choose trees because trees is very easy to get numerical data rather than animals. And I put electrode just behind the bark of the branch and the other electrode into ground, and I measure the potential difference between two electrodes. And then this is fed to impedance converter and buffer amplifier because the output impedance of trees are very high, and you should be receive this high impedance voltage potential by much higher input impedance amplifier. So I have impedance converter. This high impedance is converted to very low impedance. And this distance should be as short as possible because if you feed some with cable for high impedance signal, that it's easy to take external noise. So this line should be very short. And to feed this electric signals to data processor, that this is very low impedance, so the length is maximum 100 or 200 meters. Low impedance signal can feed to long distance. And then at this data processor, the analog signal is converted to digital signal, and we process by Linux one board computer, then go to internet, then observation website, and processed automatic graph in daily, weekly, monthly, and 3 monthly automatically. Okay, what is allocated kind of trees for observation? The evergreen broad-leaf trees are best, and smooth bark is necessary, and the age of tree is several years or more because the root of tree should be tied with ground very closely. Then the kind is silk tree is best, and zelkova tree and fragrant olive, camellia, and so on are best for measuring TVP. Okay, so this is a list of about magnitude 7.0 occurred between 1977 and 89 around Japan. We had 28 big earthquakes, and we measured some obvious anomaly at 17 earthquakes of those. And 17 earthquakes are found at this red point, and at another green point are not found any anomalies. And those are points, pattern and point. OK. talked, I talked about the pattern of anomalies of TBP. This is very frequent noisy pattern and slower pattern, momentary drops pattern in every 10 minutes, approximately 10 minutes, and more slower, approximately 1 hour. And then this is the slowest rectangular pattern. Well, this is another one, more, 30 or 40 minutes drop pattern like this. And another pattern is this one, charge-discharge pattern. The voltage goes up suddenly and goes down slowly. So we call this charge and discharge curve. And this seemed only once before earthquake, usually. And this is another type, long-term pattern. We had earthquake, very huge earthquake at Tohoku, Japan, with magnitude 9.0. This is almost half a year period, and 3 months before this earthquake, the TBP went up like this, and before 1.5 months, the voltage became peak and went down towards earthquake like this. And we had power interruption here, so no data here. Okay, this is another pattern. We had earthquake here, and this is almost daily data. And before 4 days before this earthquake, 7.4, almost calm data. And 3 days before, we had some anomalous signal. And 2 days before, became bigger. And 1 day before, also big. And the day that on the earthquake occurred, a very big anomalous signal, and became calm after this earthquake. And this is another example. We had earthquake with magnitude of 6.8 here. This is the day, and 1 day before, 2 days before, 3 days before, 4 days before. We had some small anomaly here, and then 3 days before, we had big one, and then 2 days before, too. And 1 day before, we had a very big anomaly here. And on the day of earthquake occurrence, the data became very calm. And 1 day after, too, became very calm.
Is there a difference in daytime and nighttime?
Yes, you have. This is daytime and nighttime.
Yes.
And maybe daytime, this is daily pattern.
Right.
So in the daytime, the output voltage becomes higher. And, okay, this is synchronization between data, which was taken at various places in Japan, around Tokyo. We had earthquake here, and this is daily data. And on the day of earthquake occurrence, those are Tokyo and Chiba area. We had anomalous signal here almost simultaneously. So we can say those anomaly were synchronized. This is another case. We had earthquake here with magnitude 7.0 and about 12 hours before the earthquake, we have charge and discharge curve like this. This is location of epicenter and observation post. The earthquake occurred here, and observation here and here. Observation posts are located around here, almost 500 kilometers or 300 kilometers from here. Okay. Okay, where anomaly signal comes from? There are two ideas. One is from ground, through ground, or the other one is through air. So we tried to make some experiment like this. We isolated roots from ground like this. This is isolated. And we put some big pot here, and we measured TDP like this. And we found no anomaly signals from this experiment. So we can say probably through roots. Okay, and there are some non-seismic signals. This shows failing of branch. If you cut branch, some anomaly around like this, very frequent noise appears here. Or if you hit trees by baseball bat, similar anomaly appears. Lightning. Here, when you have some lightning, the anomaly signal observed. And electric train too. In this period, this is midnight. The electric train is not operated in this period. And after operating of train, some anomaly appears, some noise appears like this. So, some electric signal coming from railway, and this signal will be captured by root of trees. Okay. Anyway, the earthquake prediction by TDP. I think tree is a sensor of earthquake precursor, and there is individuality for each earthquake. So there are several patterns of TDP anomaly signal. And this anomalous action may be caused by receiving electric magnetic signal through ground via root. And as mechanism is not solved yet, so to predict the three elements, which is when, where, and magnitude, is very difficult by using a TBP. So it is possible to predict occurrence of huge earthquake soon, but where it happens is very difficult because TBP propagation is almost 1,000 kilometers, very long. So in the very wide area, huge earthquake will happen. Is maybe easy, and anomaly signal appears mainly 1 week before, within 1 week before. So if you find a big anomaly signal in a TVP, maybe you will have a huge earthquake within 1 week in somewhere within the 1,000 kilometer area. Okay, in addition with TBP observing, I'm trying to measure electric magnetic direct emission at two adjacent dual frequency. And the frequency band is many band. I'm trying to measure VLF and LF band, MF and VHF from very low frequency to high frequency. I'm measuring seismic noise at two adjacent frequencies. If you measure some noise at both channels simultaneously, maybe this signal seismic. And if you observe at only one channel, the signal may not be seismic. It may be some signal from broadcasting station or some communication system. Okay, this is observation system of EM. Now you have antennas for VHF. This is non-direction, all direction antenna, vertical antenna. And this is one direction antenna for north, east, south, west. And you can measure for each direction a VHF signal. And also in all direction with vertical antenna. So total signal of those four antennas gathered here. And then you have antenna for VLX, LF, MF. That's a very simple dipole, not a pole antenna. And you have boosters here for each frequency band. Then you have frequency sensors here for each frequency band. And then a data processor. And in this data processor, the analog signal is converted to digital signal because the output signal of those sensors are DC voltage. So you should convert to digital signal. And this data processor, the output goes to this one-board Linux computer, which is called Raspberry Pi CPU. Maybe it's the newest processing system in the world. And then go to internet, then observation website. Then automatically graph display is processed. Okay, now I talk about the characteristics of data processor. It's capable to input 10 channels analog data. And you, if you connect in cascade condition, you can measure maximum 60 channels maximum. And then data is making in 1 kHz sampling rate. And maximum output will be maximum level and minimum and average value in every 1 minute in a CSV format to CPU. So maybe it is a very high rate of sampling. And in 1 minute, in the three signal is outputted in 1 minute. So very few data in 1 day, only 1,440 data for 1 day. And by using this maximum value, you can measure very impressive signal too. So the purpose of maximum signal is to measure impressive. And normally average value is enough. Okay, and automatic graph process daily, weekly, monthly, and 3 monthly graph automatically. Okay, this is example of EM. This is maximum, so impulsive noise, and this is average level. And we have earthquake here, and three observation posts are located here, about 100 kilometers from epicenter. Okay, 1 week before at Atsugi MF band, we found some impulsive noise here. And at MF band and Atsugi LF band also, we found some impulsive noise simultaneously. And another observation post at Yokohama MF band, we found also impulsive noise simultaneously. And at Sagamihara MF band, we found impulsive noise right here simultaneously. All anomal signals were synchronized. Okay, in addition with TVP and EM direct emission measurement, I'm trying to measure air ion observation. We had very big earthquake last month in Nagano Prefecture. Location is here. Earthquake occurred here, and one Kanazawa observation post is located here, and another Matsumoto observation post is located here, almost 100 kilometers from epicenter. At Kanazawa observation post, 11 days before the earthquake occurrence, we have peak like this. And then 9 days before, we have peak again. And this is prediction curve. The prediction curve drops here. You can predict plus minus within 2 or 3 days, you will have some earthquake here. But and actually, we have earthquake here. Then the other observation post at Matsumoto, we had small anomaly here just before 9 days before the earthquake, like this. Okay, in addition to those methods, I'm trying to measure tidal level deviation. Okay, this is example. We have a huge earthquake with magnitude 9 at Tohoku here. And this is 1 year span. And about 7 months before, the tidal deviation became up here. And 4 months before the earthquake, we had peak here and went down slowly. And at the same observation post, this is 1 day span, and just 1 or 2 hours, the tidal deviation went up suddenly, and earthquake occurred here with magnitude 9.0. So just 1 or 2 hours, the tidal deviation go, in this case, yes, the tidal going up. And this is sigma, deviation sigma, became 2. So,
is this ocean tide or earth?
Ocean tide, yes. And those observation posts is located around Japanese coastline and measured by JMA. So I think this is also significant to know earthquake precursor. This is a location of observation post. Earthquake occurred here, and the observation post is located here, about 70 kilometers from epicenter. Okay, for next story, earthquake at Niigata occurred here, and observation post, observation post here, and the earthquake occurred here. At this earthquake, this is plus minus 2 months span, and just before the earthquake, we had very big deviation here, and this is expanded. This is earthquake, and one day before, the tidal level went down, and the deviation sigma go up to about 5 before one day from the earthquake. Okay, this is another case. The earthquake occurred here, and the observation post is here, about very close, 50 kilometers from the epicenter. Then, this is the characteristics of a tidal deviation before the earthquake. About 1 or 2 days before, the tidal level went up like this, and deviation sigma is like this, becomes about 2. So maybe this may be precursor of this earthquake. Okay, conclusions. Multi-method and multi-observation post is significant for earthquake precursor, earthquake prediction. And Japanese government and scholars are difficult to announce prediction of earthquake. And engineers and civilians are possible to announce prediction of earthquake. Maybe difficult for all. Okay. It is important for practical earthquake prediction that swing and miss is better. No swing and strike is worse for practical prediction. It's like a baseball game. Okay, now, NPO organization will approve in the next year in Japan, called NPO Japan Earthquake Precursor Comprehensive Observation Center. You can call JEPCO Center. Okay, and I will operate it. Okay. Thank you very much for listening.
Mind-boggling. How can you imagine that the ocean that is connected could change the amplitude of the tides prior to earthquakes that are maybe 50 or 100 kilometers away from where you measure a system? I don't know. Anybody has any idea how that would work? May I take the privilege to ask one more thing? Because in your earlier part, you said, one thing in your tree potentials, you always observe the same thing that we are observing and others like Enomoto-san observed in Hokkaido, that the voltage comes to a certain level and then stays more or less constant. And that is, if I may interpret it, exactly what we would expect if we apply this battery concept, that stress builds up, you produce electronic charge pairs, they flow out and build up a battery potential, and like any battery, the battery potential reaches a certain level and then stays there. And also, one thing which I was very struck, you said before the Tohoku magnitude 9 earthquake, 3 months before you saw very strange anomalies in the tree potential, and I have a gentleman, a friend in Kyoto, who sent me data which shows that the 500 megahertz noise level, just the radio frequency noise measured in Kyoto, 1,000 kilometers away from where Tohoku earthquake center occurred, started to just jump up. 3 months before, it was in the Christmas week of 2010, and then stayed elevated until the earthquake happened, and then very quickly came back.
there is a paper in Geophysical Research Letters that where another good friend of mine thought he should make an analysis of whether he sees anything abnormal. And be very careful, he wanted to take a 3-month period before the earthquake. And he said, I don't see anything abnormal in the measurement that he did. He missed by 3 days this sudden jump that is apparently in the data of the hybrid and the megahertz and the megahertz frequency radio wave noise. So he probably was already, when he started to look at the data, he was already at the elevated level, and then he didn't see anything anymore. And that is now apparently also supported by the data that Saito-san showed. It's absolutely mind-boggling. So please, I stop talking. Who has questions? Tom.
I think the anomal signal caused by earthquake is much bigger than this nature noise. So I think it is not so difficult to identify seismic or some other noise. Much bigger, for example, maybe 100 millivolts or something, and caused by lightning or some other, maybe approximately 10 millivolts or something like that. So we see only very strong anomalies. This strong anomaly may be seismic. But yeah, identify for those noises, I think it's of course very difficult. But I think that interval difference between the anomal signal and earthquake occurrence is synchronized. Maybe we can say this is seismic or not.
Daniel? This is Daniel Hellman. He has a book that is on a table lying in the poster session on some
electric.
The main pattern is like this, drop and back, quickly or slowly. Maybe this is a main pattern for this. And another pattern is charge and discharge curve, suddenly up and slowly down. And also long term. This is very difficult to find long-term distance anomalies. But I often see charge-discharge curve. This appears often. And each of this drop and dump, if you see, this one also charge discharge, like this, charge discharge. So main characteristic of anomaly of TVP is charge discharge. And the frequency is often or slow. That is the difference. Time for next speaker.
Okay, time for the next. Thank you so much, and thanks. This was amazing. And I hope that I'm happy that we are going to have everything on record and everything will be put on the website, and also the acoustic, the soundtrack will also be put on the website. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.